field.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a short week because this is the week that Christmas begins. So we have a show today, which is Tuesday, the Blueprint Power Hour, and we have a show tomorrow, which is Wednesday, actually a few shows tomorrow to fill the day. And then we're off for the holidays. Just want to let everybody know we will be re-airing some old shows, so we will make sure that you have your fix of Superhuman Radio. We have so many good shows that from 2006, 2007, that are still pertinent today that we'll be re-airing over the holiday. But, of course, today is Tuesday, which, by the sound of this music...
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Could mean only one thing. Commander, how are you?
Doing great, man. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good, good. I know the holidays are upon us, and it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I love to see my son get in the swing of things, too, so it's still a kick for me.
I saw the picture you put up on Facebook where he was opening the cupboard filled with protein powders.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
How old was he in that picture?
He was only 2 years old, maybe. Yeah. But so he was getting his supplement education early.
Generally, we either have Progenidrex or we have Synthogen, but right now you both are available, correct?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a big year-end sale. Thanks for reminding me. If you go to CoachRobRegish.com and you click on either Synthogen or Tranquilogen, you'll be brought to an order page where they're available by the caseload, and the discount savings is unreal. Twin packs, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Fantastic. Yeah. So there you go, CoachRobRegish.com. Do you have anything else you want to announce before we start answering questions?
Nothing to pimp.
Okay. Richard Randolph says, what's your take on glutamine? It used to be all the rage, but now I'm getting conflicting feedback. Any advice? Conflicting feedback on glutamine,
story.
Really?
So let me start with some background, which really is essential to understanding glutamine and what the deal is. Bill Phillips of EAS was on a roll. He had introduced metrics to a worldwide audience, and it was a slam dunk. Now, anybody who was anybody was using it, or so it seemed. The original worked, and that gave Phillips a lot of credibility. Now, next up was the big one, creatine. You know, it was brought to Phillips's attention by Anthony Almada and Ed Bird, the latter of which would go on to create NO2. Creatine, though, caught fire because of the instant gratification it gave people. They saw pounds on the scale go up, fuller muscle bellies, and even did more sets and reps. They got the creatine pump, too. Creatine literally was the reason for the house that was called the Purple Palace out there in EAS headquarters in Golden, Colorado. Creatine literally built that place. Beautiful facility. Now, on the heels of that was the infamous HMB feels like DECA incident. People who bought into that felt really burned, right, and his reputation took a hit. So like any other businessman, he went back to the drawing board. At around the same time, AST Research, literally across the street from EAS in Golden, Colorado, rolled out GL3, which was their powdered glutamine supplement. So EAS rolled out something called GKG, which was another glutamine-based product with some extra bells and whistles on it. The problem is this. Glutamine has no discernible effect, at least in me. I mean, yes, it's the most abundant amino acid in muscle, and I think that tagline is included on every write-up in glutamine I've ever read. You know, and yes, it can help attract some water, you know, but that assumes glutamine makes it past the gut. The reality is that virtually all the glutamine you ingest gets eaten up by your digestive tract or stomach lining. Now, you can tweak it, right? Your glutamine peptides, yada, yada, but even 10 plus grams never registered for me. And the same is true for most people that I spoke to. So in short, I would rather see you put your money towards something like essential aminos, Rich, which in my book would be a much, much better investment.
In fact, you should be using glutamine if you have gut problems.
Yeah.
This is where glutamine, and I'll tell you why a lot of athletes have gut problems. Because when you train hard, glutamine has to be salvaged and taken away from the stomach and used in the repair of muscle. That's why it's thought to be anti-catabolic, quite frankly, because its need in the intestines and in the gut is dramatic. It actually produces the mucosal lining that protects the stomach from developing ulcers. And so when you're a hard training athlete and you're not getting enough protein in your diet, which most people aren't because they're so afraid of protein, you find out that you become depleted in glutamine. One of the first signs of this coming to fruition is that you start developing gut problems. Oh, your stomach doesn't feel right. You're belching all the time, even when there's nothing in your stomach. And it turns out that the lining of the stomach is becoming exposed and being chewed up by the hydrochloric acid in the stomach. So glutamine indirectly can help you build muscle, because if you have enough to keep your stomach healthy and your muscles repaired, that's where the magic is. That's just my two cents, so that's it.
Yeah. It was, you know, glutamine falls somewhere between OKG and vanadyl sulfate.
Yeah.
The dustbin.
And I'm with you. 20 grams. You need 20 grams a shot. I know this stuff can be expensive, but if you look online, you can find it pretty cheap in some of the bulk places. You need 20 grams a couple, three times a day.
Yep.
Okay, Scotty Cavallo, can you tell me more about peptides? Maybe give me some insight as to what the feel like performance in the gym, etc. I'm thinking of ordering some after hearing last week's show. Sounds like they may be next.
Yeah, you know, I can only speak for what I've seen and experienced, so I'm going to do my best. The two that I'm going to speak to, two or three, CJC-1295 without DAC, or drug affinity complex, paired with either GHRP2, 6 or ipamorelin, which are GH-releasing peptides. I tend to think any combination of those two is fantastic. I find CJC-1295 without DAC can be dosed multiple times a day, as can the associated GHRPs that I mentioned. The real wild card is which GHRP you're going to use. GHRP-6 stimulates, for me, a massive increase in appetite. And it seems to be the best wound healer for whatever reason. GHRP2, that increases hunger too, but to a lesser extent. I've seen the best results, frankly, with ipamorelin. It is incredibly flexible, meaning it doesn't cause you to get, you know, ravenously hungry. You can use it anytime, right up to bed. It's also very good at healing injuries, although not quite as good as GHRP6. TB500, that's another example that I've seen people having good results with, a peptide. It is the big boy, at least, you know, one of the big boys of healing peptides. It works exceptionally well when combined with CJC-1295 and the GHRP. You know, on that one, TB500, I believe the dosage is, people are shooting an entire vial, which I think is 2 milligrams, don't quote me. twice a week for a month. Then they go on a maintenance dose. Now, I have seen it fix a lot of bum shoulders and knees, etc. So it's a good peptide if something isn't just healing on its own.
Right.
The final one is melanotan 2. As you probably know, that's the tanning peptide, if you will. You know, here it is. I never thought I'd see it, but you shoot it regularly and you get a deep, dark tan.
You know how you can tell if you're using too much? No, really. Your beauty marks, if you have any kind of beauty marks on your body, start turning purpley brown. And your skin starts getting a purple color. I'm serious. If you're using it too frequently, people will start to ask you, what color are you? Because you'll actually have a purple hue.
you gotta be careful.
Yeah. I actually did 2 milligrams in one shot one time. It made me so nauseous, so sick. And it made the beauty marks on my body literally turn black as coal.
I bet. Yeah, it's nothing to be fooling around with if you've got moles and stuff like that. Now, on one other note for the males in the audience, it gives fantastic erections.
It boosts libido in women too, brother.
Yeah, I heard it's cousin, right? PT-141.
Yeah, but you know what? If you have a girlfriend who wants to get tan, just give her a couple hundred micrograms at a time. It will also boost her libido as well.
Well, I'm lucky. I'm lucky.
There you go.
No melanotan 2 needed here.
There you go.
So as for performance in the gym, I didn't see any big jumps or new PRs being set because of the stuff. Where it does shine, in my opinion, is longer-term body comp changes. And now I did see this, a nice increase in my ability to perform cardiovascular exercise, right? VO2 max. That, in fact, was very noticeable to me. And, of course, you know, the healing of injuries. So I know you've got quite a bit more experience than I do in that area, but
I think CJC 1295 is a definite go-to because just for those who aren't aware of this, because CJC 1295 is a long-acting growth hormone-releasing hormone. It's basically growth hormone-releasing hormone that has been modified to attach itself to albumin in the bloodstream and stay active for 7 days, but it's most active for the first 3. So you need to inject it every 3 days, whatever the dose you're doing on a weekly basis, in order to get the best results out of it. But here's what people don't understand. Everybody just looks at the growth hormone. Growth hormone releasing hormone in and of itself has growth potential as well. It is anabolic as well, just like growth hormone. Just you remember back in the day, Rob, androstenedione converted to testosterone, but androstenedione by itself was anabolic, remember?
Right. I do vividly remember this. When those hit the market.
Growth hormone releasing hormone in its original state is anabolic and is growth provoking. So by having, and the way growth hormone CJC 1295 works is it improves the baseline production of the pituitary. So in science they say it elevates the trough, the lower part of the wave, because growth hormone happens in a wave form where it spikes and drops. Well, it doesn't drop as far when you're using CJC 1295. So you have round-the-clock higher levels of growth hormone trickling into the body. Then the magic is to improve the pulses, as you pointed out with the Imperellum or even some of the GHRPs you can use. But also don't forget about IGF-1E, which is mechano-growth factor. If you're looking for gains in the gym, this particular peptide may be a good additive to your CJC 1295 and your whatever you're using to improve the pulse. Imperellin or GHRP6 or GHRP2, because that peptide specifically is the form of growth factor that is designed to repair damaged muscle.
Right.
And so, you know, you don't need a lot of it. You know, a half a milligram post-workout, it'll be delivered systemically. It doesn't matter if you inject. A lot of people say, oh, you've got to inject it site-specific. That's nonsense. It stays there for a little while. The bloodstream picks it up and shuttles it all over the body. So don't worry about where you put it. But a half a milligram post-workout, you'll see faster recovery as well if you're using it in conjunction with some of these other peptides. Will you feel things? If you take too high of a dose of CJC 1295, you will get a rush. You'll have to sit down or lay down. Don't be surprised. People who have never used it before may find this, but then your body becomes adjusted to it.
What's the threshold dosage for that?
I don't know. I've done as much as 3 milligrams in a single shot and barely felt that rush. I think some people are more sensitive to it than others. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. Interesting. Anyway. I might give that a whirl.
All right, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Visit CoachRobRegish.com. Visit often. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish and myself. My name is myself. The cat's out of the bag, Rob. The information about Thrive Protein is out on the web now.
Is it really?
Yeah. And so,
well, I've never, I'm being straight up, I have never seen anything like it in a protein powder.
Well, somebody just asked me about the colostrum. The colostrum that we used, no one has it. We couldn't find it. We couldn't find a low-heat pasteurized colostrum from grass-fed cows. So we had to source it. We found, Dr. Jeff, found a reliable source here inside the United States that is producing the colostrum for us. This is colostrum from grass-fed cows. This is colostrum that has been low-heat pasteurized and cold-processed.
Wow.
So nobody has it. I mean, there isn't a single area that we cut a corner on, and that will unfold. I'm going to start doing some information about the science behind the product very shortly.
I know how that goes.
Yeah, really. I know. Look at how hard you find you work to source your ingredients, your raw materials.
It's maddening, but it's worth it.
Anonymous says, I've been using Phenibut for a year and developed quite a tolerance for it. It seems like I can't sleep without it, and I'm afraid to come off because of the withdrawal symptoms I've read about. What makes it so much better than straight GABA, and how can I come off of it? I didn't realize that you could get addicted to this stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Phenibut, or phenyl GABA, as it's sometimes known, it's a really interesting compound. It was actually developed in Russia in the 1960s, and to this day, flies on every Russian space mission. The cosmonauts use it. So first, though, let's just talk about a little bit about what it is. It's simply the amino acid GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, with a phenyl group attached. Now, why do they do that? Well, it allows it to easily, much more easily, cross the blood-brain barrier, unlike regular GABA. Now, you may be interested to know that while most GABA products, including the prescription benzos that are so widely given out, modulate the GABA-A receptor, Phenibut, on the other hand, docks at the GABA-B receptor, and it ramps up dopamine big time. And in doing so, its effects are unique. At the right dose, thoughts flow very easily. You're a lot more relaxed. Inhibitions all but disappear. The Russians liked it and continue to use it because, unlike benzos, it doesn't make cosmonauts drowsy or impair their motor function. So, we also need to be honest with each other. This stuff is damn hard to get off of. I would not cold turkey it, but I would rather scale it back a gram or so every week, assuming you're using multi-gram dosages. Now, people say it's nothing like, of course, heroin withdrawal, but still, you know, it doesn't sound fun. You won't be able to sleep, by all accounts, for the first 3 to 5 days, and you know, that alone would be hell for me. But the best course of action, if you can't kick it, honestly, is to see your doc. Because, a couple reasons. First thing first, most doctors will likely have no idea what the hell Phenibut is, so bring some paperwork on it. But there are two medications that the doctor can use to help you come off. One is baclofen. I believe it's a painkiller they prescribe it for. And the other is GABA.
It's a muscle relaxer. But yeah.
Muscle relaxer, yeah. All right. And the other is gabapentin. I'm more familiar with the latter. If you do go this route, it'll be off-label in all likelihood, but at least, right, there's hope with these two. I can't speak for baclofen, but looking at gabapentin's chemical structure, it should be an ideal substitute. Now, right now, would be a good time to get off the stuff because there's this persistent rumor out there that the FDA is going to be going after it, which would make sense because it comes on the heels, of picomelin, which is GABA bound to niacin. So, best of luck to you. Those two should help if you can't kick it yourself.
Gabapentin is dangerous stuff. Gabapentin, also known as Neurontin, is given to people for seizures. It's got some really, really horrible side effects on the brain. So I would be cautious. I really would.
We should go into that later.
You know, yeah, I mean, you know. Let's move on, and we'll. So the next question comes from Johnny Gray. He said, well, what's more important, training or diet? I got into a heated argument the other day at the gym about this and want to know who's right. What's your opinion, please?
Well, you know, training or diet, let's see. That's a tough one. I usually, and I have given a lot of thought to this. It's an age-old question that will never be answered because it depends on a number of variables. Is the individual cutting, bulking, or recomping? You know, are they an ectomorph, mesomorph, or endomorph? I'm going to put a stake in the ground, though, because it'll illustrate how all of these fundamentals are needed, right, for great results. And the right answer is, for my money, training is the more important variable. You can eat a perfect diet. You can get 8 to 10 hours of sleep. You can take the most effective supplements under the sun. But the reality is this. If your training doesn't stimulate muscle growth, it's all for naught, assuming that's where you're going with your training. Now, take that same individual, right, and assume he's bulking. He knows his maintenance is 3,200 calories a day, and that's what he's running with. He won't grow either because there's not enough caloric cement to build muscle, even though he's stimulating growth. So since the muscle isn't coming on, what do most people do? They turn to supplements. So now they've substituted, I'll call it a non-fundamental for a fundamental. So, you know, in large part, companies know this. They're telling you what you want to hear, increased test and growth hormone naturally. A lot of people fall for it and waste hundreds, if not thousands. To summarize, I would tell you that diet is important, but it's secondary to training. It's a close second. Overeating doesn't trigger muscle growth, or if it does, at least not to any significant degree, and you'll gain a lot of fat in the process. It's often been said, and I agree with this wholeheartedly, it's a lot easier to eat an inch on your stomach than it is onto your arms.
Right.
So progressive resistance training, the right diet, and a good night's sleep are the fundamentals, and they're all important, so don't stray from them.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Paul Reynolds. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there and learn more about all the products and offerings from CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stand close to the speakers. You're about to get stronger. Paul Reynolds says, you talk about cycling reps because the body adapts so fast, but how do you do it? Can you give me an example? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of examples in the Blueprint 4.0.
Yeah, and 2.0 and 3.0 for that matter. So, you know, cycling reps really is one of the secrets to keeping muscle growth coming. Without it, you're going to quickly fall into the 3 sets of 10 crowd. In fact, you want to change your rep range every 6 workouts or so. So without further ado, here's a good example. A guy can start out, for example, on a pyramid of 10-8-6-4, move to 5 sets of 5, then 3 sets of 3, then bring it down to 5-3-1. Now, you're going to notice a pyramid out of the gate, which I like to use to lay a base. The trainee will be, he's building work capacity there, especially 10-8-6-4, if you juggle the rest periods. Given the fact that he's going to need it, right, when he gets to little stars, 5 sets of 5, or any variation thereof. Coming out of 5 sets of 5, he's built a lot more muscle, usually, but has not yet honed his nervous system because we're not working with in the 90th percentile yet of 1 rep max. And that is when I move trainees to a 3 sets of 3 protocol, and that gets the athlete ready to max out. We're getting close, right, to tapping into their true capabilities. Finally, we go back to a pyramid style, 5-3-1, and there's a reason for it. The central nervous system has seen, right, 5s and 3s. Only the single is going to be new to him, and since he's been tripling, we have a really good idea, most of the time anyway, of his 1 rep max. And that is, I assume, 10 pounds of push or pull, if you're talking about the big compound lifts like bench, squat, deadlift. So here's an example. If I have an athlete that's tripling with 300 pounds in the deadlift, I would expect nothing less, and possibly more, than 330 for a single, depending upon how the athlete is feeling. So, you know, there you have it, Paul. give that a shot. I am sure that you will be pleased. I think Mike Melanson, you might have missed a question from Mike Melanson.
Yeah, let me go back. Hold on. I think I did. I just realized that.
But yeah, cycling the reps, guys, it's probably, and ladies, it's probably the single biggest and best thing you can do to reignite your training. Because let's face it, a lot of us are creatures of habit, and we stay in the same damn rep range, and it gets stale.
Mike Melanson says, I need a new bicep routine as mine are stuck and just won't grow any bigger. Got any tips?
Yeah. You know, it's my opinion that your biceps and triceps need little, if any, extra work. You know, if you're doing justice to your heavy compound movements, they should get quite the workout. However, if it's a dedicated arm workout you want, this is usually the prescription that I give people. Buy one of those Nike arm cuffs and place it on each arm. Right? The cuff should be snug, not painfully tight. And after a few warm-up sets, perform the close grip, palms up, chin up. Now, hang from the belt, rather, the heaviest dumbbell that you can use and hold your chin above the bar for 3 to 5 seconds. After you lower that weight slowly, unhook the dumbbell and proceed to perform dumbbell hammer curls in a Tabata style. And I'll get to that in a second. You perform as many reps as possible, right, within 20 seconds, and then you rest for 10. You rinse, wash, and repeat until you can curl no more. And believe me, it's going to happen fast, within 3 sets, certainly 4, because the pump is just insane. And then you can remove the bands. So one of the things that you want to do when you move to those hammer curls, maybe make sure that you're doing them in front of the rack where the dumbbells are, because you're going to want some lighter ones around as the cumulative fatigue builds up from set to set. In practice, one round of this static contraction followed by the Tabata supersets, one round is enough, and it's about all anyone can stand. Your arms are going to be so pumped, I doubt you'll be able to contract them in any useful fashion when this is over. The workout is incredibly intense. It leads to an abundance of growth factors being trapped in the muscle, which is another technique that it taps into. And now one point before I finish. Please do not wear the cuff too tight. We're not shooting for necrosis here. We're shooting for something quite a bit less than that. We're just trying to trap the blood supply into the muscle, not totally cut it off. So give that a shot, Mike. I'm sure you'll be pleased.
I want to just touch base real quick, and then we'll take our break, and we'll do the blueprint tip of the day about the fellow who's coming off fenibutin. Another option may be CBD oil, and if you live in a state where you can get medical marijuana, this may be a better alternative to help you come off of the fenibut, because it will make you sleep. CBD oil has been shown to make you sleep as well. Another thing may be inositol. They used inositol back in the day to get addicts off of drugs, because it seems to clear the mind, stop the chatter that goes on with withdrawal.
Yeah,
you may want to try a little bit of that, a couple grams before bed. That might be something, you know, and it may not be just one thing. You may have to try a few things. But I would be careful with gabapentin. I would be really careful with it, because it's got some really nasty side effects that may alter brain chemistry for the rest of your life. It's it was originally created by the guy who started the Dreyfus Fund. Because he had a grandchild who was had suffered from epilepsy, and he invested a lot of money into the drug. It's an anti-seizure drug, typically, but it's also used for people who have neuropathies, mild, moderate, and severe neuropathies. And it can actually change the brain. So you want to be careful how you use that. Use it sparingly if you're going to use it for a short period of time. I don't think it works right away, does it? I don't think Neurontin works immediately. Isn't it one of those things that you have to take for a while before it starts working?
No, it's by all accounts, it's something that you can take. It feels a lot, according to these guys, feels a lot like Fenibut without the dopamine.
Right.
So it has that relaxation, you know, muscle relaxing type of effect to it, and will take the edge off, because you know when you run out of Fenibut, it can get nasty. You know,
yeah,
it's not like. I can't say that.
It's not like coming off of heroin, right? I mean, it's not like that.
I've never been on heroin, but, you know, put it this way, it's not pleasant.
But my attitude would be, before you turn to a pharmaceutical, why not? I mean, I'm not condoning breaking the law. I'm assuming you live in a state or near a state where you can go and smoke some weed. I would say smoke weed before bed, before doing any of these things, because at least we know that that's not really addictive. And it will make you sleep. You may have to smoke a lot, but it'll make you sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be my go-to before I started using any other types of drugs. And then, of course, check out inositol. Inositol was used back in the day to get drug addicts off of drugs. It's supposed to interrupt the whole addictive behavior. I take 2 grams of inositol before bed, and I got to tell you something. I've been sleeping so much better since I started doing that.
Yeah. Those are some great tips, and I 100% agree. Always look for natural solutions before you have to give in to a pharmaceutical.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
There's literally not one drug that doesn't come with some nasty side effects.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. The Blueprint Power Hour is brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to thrivemarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Yo, mic check, mic check.
Mic check,
yeah,
mic
here
check.
You go. But nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called
Will Smith playing a pivotal role in his career. As the doctor who exposes the prevalence of concussions in the NFL. I can't wait to see this movie, I got to tell you. Okay, Rob, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
The tip of the day is being in this for the long haul. So when you start training, right, you fall in love with it. It's easy to see yourself doing it for the rest of your life. And truth be told, you should train for the rest of your life. The problem, of course, is that you get old. Hormone levels decline, your sleep gets disturbed, injuries don't heal as fast, sometimes they don't heal at all. There will be family and work demands. There will be other items to tend to. And suddenly, you don't have as much free time as you used to. I would tell you to press on and press hard. And you can still train hard past age 40, right? Some even past age 50. I hear from a lot of you guys who are my age, you know, mid-40s, some even past 50. So I know it's possible. And I know you're motivated to go to the gym. Some of them are not motivated. So I made those kind of a focus group. I asked them why. And it's usually because they can't see themselves progressing like they did in their youth, you know? It's tough to put in the hours when you're getting nothing out of it, or seemingly so. You know, I say that's all BS. You know, even if you train to maintain, you are miles ahead of the average Joe who doesn't train at all. And if nothing else, you still get a rush of endorphins from a good workout. And that helps. It helps a lot, especially in today's go-go world that's riddled with stress. We know, for example, training lowers blood pressure, it improves cholesterol, strengthens the bones, and does wonders for your heart. It is literally the fountain of youth that everybody's been searching for hundreds of years. So you may not be the biggest, strongest guy in the gym anymore. So what? You know, you might damn well be the most experienced, though. What I'm saying is you've got a lot to give, if only the people in the gym would listen. There is one group, though, that will respond favorably to your help, and that's newbies. And what I'm talking about is kids just breaking into it, 15, 16 years old. If they're just by themselves, they're like a ship
without a rudder.
Without a rudder. They don't know where they're going. They would welcome your help. I'm training a 16-year-old, right? His name's Nick. He is maybe 150 pounds, but we've been working together for 3 to 4 months. And this young man never misses a workout. He gives it 100%, and you should see him light up when I get there. And the thing is, his hard work's paying off. Last week, he trap bar deadlifted 350, right? That was his sixth deadlift workout of his life. So, you know, I stood there hurting from all my injuries, and this could be you too, not just me. But we think to ourselves, I almost didn't come today. Almost. And instead, I got to see this kid's face after he nailed 350. And I have to tell you, it was priceless. So the moral of the story, get to the gym. Only good things can happen.
It's so funny because Bud Jeffries posted a long post today. He tagged me in it about this exact subject. About aging and staying strong and training heavy and how there's people around you that are always telling you, you know, you need to lighten up. You're getting older. And, you know, I mean, my goal is to be as strong as I can for as long as I can. And I can't do that if I don't know where my strength lies, if I'm not challenging my body to see how far I can go. Now, there are some people out there, a well-meaning doctor friend of mine who I reshared my PR 495 hip thrust for, I don't remember, it was 5 or 6 reps from 2013. And said, I will be back here again. And a friend of mine, I'm not going to mention his name because I'm not trying to out him because he's a great guy. He was like, you know, he said, you know, I don't know why you keep doing this. You'll be back in surgery again. And then he typed the word sigh. Like, you know, he feels bad for me. And I can't explain to him. I mean, he looks great. He's in great shape, and God bless him. But I'm not doing this so I can look in the mirror and go, oh, look at how good I look. I do this because challenging myself in the gym makes me feel good. I walk into the gym, I don't feel so good. I walk out of the gym, I feel like King Frickin' Kong.
Yeah.
And I go through the rest of the day feeling that way. And so, you know, to those out there who keep telling those of us who are aging that we should slow down and, you know, you can't do this forever. Why not? Why not? Why can't I try? Maybe I can do it forever. Maybe I could do it right up until the day that they put me in the box. Who says I can't? The reality is you're not telling me to slow down because you care about me. You're telling me to slow down because I'm standing in your face going, you could do this too if you had the balls, the heart, the dedication, and the drive. And that makes you feel more uncomfortable about yourself than your worry for my health. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Amen. You know, I saw it with my grandfather. You know, it's not pretty when you get so old that you can't move anymore and you're laying in bed and somebody's changing your diaper. And the single best way to avoid that is training for life.
Stay strong. Stay strong. Who can tell me that staying strong isn't the answer? I mean, because we have a population around us that aren't doing that, and they're all ending up in nursing homes. Then you have people like that woman, Olga, who was sprinting at 90, and they wrote a book about her. You have athletes. I just saw a guy, 72, doing CrossFit. Nobody pays attention to these people because they are an uncomfortable reminder that, hey, you could do this too if you cared to.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
So,
well,
anyway.
If you ever want motivation, just visit a nursing home sometime. The oldsters will be happy to see you, but you will walk out of there with a new perspective, and hopefully you'll go straight to the gym.
Yeah, you'll never want to be like that, and you don't have to. Great, great discussion today. Rob, have a happy holiday, happy new year. We won't talk again till next year, I guess.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Seems like a long way away, doesn't it?
I know it.
Stay with me for a second. All right, so check out CoachRobRegish.com. That's the end of today's show. It's a short show. We have another one tomorrow. We hope you can make it, and we'll talk to you then.